Jesus Christ is the light of the world. The light no darkness can overcome. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. Let your light scatter the darkness, and illumine your church. Joyous light of glory, of the immortal Father, heavenly, holy, blessed Jesus Christ. We have come to the setting of the sun, and we look to the evening light. We sing to God, the Father, Son, and blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of the universe, who led your people Israel by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Enlighten our darkness by the light of your Christ. May his word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. For you are merciful, and you love your whole creation, and we, your creatures, glorify you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Of our repentant prayer ascend before you, O Lord, and let your loving kindness descend on us, that with purified minds we may sing your praises with the church on earth and the whole heavenly host, and may glorify you forever. Amen.
Amen.
Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the water. The God of glory thunders, the Lord over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon to skip like a calf, and Syrian like a young wild ass. The voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh.
scripture reading this evening is from the gospel lesson this past Sunday, Matthew chapter 3. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water. And behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God." In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. You may be seated. In the name of our Lord Jesus, amen. There are so many voices today, clamoring, jabbering, shouting, screaming. It's no wonder that people just want to go home and try to find some peace and quiet. One voice wants me to buy. Another voice wants me to vote. But the most dangerous voice is the one that wants me to sin. Popular lies lure people away from God and away from his holiness. It's okay as long as you're not hurting anyone. It doesn't matter what you believe. It's not my responsibility. There's no one way that's right or wrong for everyone. There's no God. The Bible is not the Word of God. Into all that deliberate confusion and miscommunication comes the mighty voice of the Lord. Psalm 29 is a beautiful reminder of both the goodness and the great power of the voice of the Lord. But many people still, sometimes today, misunderstand the voice of the Lord and where they can actually hear that good and powerful voice of the Lord. Listen to Luther's comments. "People think, if I could hear God speaking in his own person, I would run so fast to hear him that my feet would bleed. If in former times someone had said, 'I know of a place in the world where God speaks, and when you arrive there, you hear God himself talking,' and if I had come there, had seen a poor preacher baptize and preach, and people had said, 'This is the place, there God is speaking through the preacher, he is teaching God's word,' then I no doubt would have said, 'Ha! I have taken pains to come here only to see a minister. We should like to have God speak with us in his majesty. But I advise you, do not go there.' So experience certainly teaches. If he were to speak in his majesty, you would see what a running would begin, as there on Mount Sinai, where after all, only the angels spoke, yet the mountain smoked and trembled. But now you have the word of God in church, in books, in your own home. And this is certainly God's word, as if God himself were speaking." We have the voice of the Lord, beginning with his name spoken to us in our baptism, a name not given there just to teach us something, but to give us power to drive away the false words and lies of the devil that have captured and enslaved all hearts. The voice of the Lord continues among us as we hear and learn more about God. I told this to my confirmation classes, my youth classes here this week. You have something greater than Abraham had, even though he spoke directly with the Lord. You have something greater than Moses, even though the Lord revealed to him the entire Torah. You have something greater than David and Isaiah and Jeremiah. You have both the Old and the New Testaments. You have the words of Jesus himself, recorded faithfully by his disciples and apostles. We should never underestimate the voice of the Lord as we have it in the Bible. We have it for our own benefit, to be strengthened in our faith whenever we might be discouraged. We also have it for the benefit of the world around us, especially for those who are still being brought into God's kingdom. It is through the word that their hearts are turned and that their faith is created. Those sinful voices of human beings make more noise than we can sometimes bear, and though it may seem that there's nothing that can be done to stand up to those voices, the truth is that the voice of the Lord still stands. It still accomplishes the purpose for which it was sent. Pray for the voice of the Lord in your own life. Pray for the voice of the Lord as it goes out here at our church in every level of teaching and preaching and baptizing and communing. Pray for the voice of the Lord on the lips of God's people, that they might be the epistles of the apostles, as St. Paul says, known and read by all men. In Jesus' name, amen. We rise and sing our praises in the words of Mary the Magnificat. Above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. for this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise. Let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For Matthew and Timothy, for all pastors in Christ, for all servants of the church, and for all the people, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For Barack, for all public servants, for government and those who protect us, that they may be upheld and strengthened in every good deed, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For those who work to bring peace, justice, health, and protection in this and every place, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For those who bring offerings, those who do good works in this congregation, those who toil, those who sing, and all the people here present who await from the Lord great and abundant mercy, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For favorable weather, for an abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and need, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For the faithful who have gone before us and are with Christ, let us give thanks to the Lord. Alleluia. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Rejoicing in the fellowship of all the saints, let us commend ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our Lord. To you, O Lord. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Almighty and Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you. Amen.